USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, let's roll those Command Performance dice that are loaded with the Hollywood stars that you put the lug on in your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And clipping the kickoff talk down to a small nub, let's roll out that big gun of Command's Belly Laugh Battalion, that big gun with a bayonet nose. Yes, sir, fellas, here's America's international good humor man, Bob Hope.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, Torjo Hope. With latest Japanese newsflash. Roses are red, violets are blue, bombers over Tokyo, P.S. snafu.
Yes, sir. It's great to be back on good old Command Performance. I just got back from a series of shows at Army camps, and on the way back, we stopped in the mountains to watch the Army ski troops. Ah, skiing. You know, there's some question about the way the word's pronounced, skiing or sheeing, but I'm not worried. Skiing's the one you don't do on Hollywood Boulevard. Yes, sir, it was wonderful. The captain up there insisted that I try a few jumps, so we climbed to the top of the jump together. He said, I'll flip you to see who goes first. He took heads in one, I took tails, and that's where I landed. That egg beat me down, didn't it? But I didn't mind. I tried it again, but while I was in the air, my skis twisted. I looked like a bewildered stork trying to decide between Crosby and Sinatra. You know, that's funny how they make up those jokes about Crosby and Sinatra, but it's true the way the gals go for them. Every gal I've ever been out with likes either Crosby or Sinatra, or Sinatra and Crosby. They're either too young or too old. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. After we were skiing, I remember. After a while, my whole show decided to try a few ski jumps. Vera Vague went up 100 feet and took off. Francis Langford went up 200 feet and took off. Jerry Colonna went up 300 feet and took off. Gypsy Rose Lee was there. She just took off. But it was really cold. It was so cold, Will Hayes was wearing Lana Turner's sweater. I don't get that myself. Where are we? Oh, yeah, but there's really nothing to skiing. You just climb a couple of hundred feet, set your skis, zoom down the slide, sail through the air, and land. And a few seconds later, your stomach joins you. But it's really wonderful up there with the troops. One afternoon, I joined the boys in the hike. We marched on skis for 4 hours in close single file. Thank heavens they don't have the goose step in the American Army. You don't get that at first, do you? But after a while, you hate yourself for letting it sneak up on you. After that, we decided to try a little tobogganing, and it was sensational. I fell off and was dragged for 2 miles in a sitting position. My salary isn't the only thing that's frozen. But really, we had a wonderful time, especially since one of the days was St. Valentine's Day. All the boys were getting and exchanging valentines. One of the boys sent his top sergeant a big valentine, but he happened to be out of his tent when it went off. And gosh, all those valentines, it brought back memories of my first sweetheart. She was 7 years old, and she was wonderful. She had two teeth missing, one on each side of her mouth. She was the only kid I ever knew who could sip a soda and blow a spitball at the same time. I received a beautiful Valentine from Hetty Lamar, but I haven't opened it yet. I know it's from Hetty because I took a close look at the postage stamp, and it's the first time I ever saw George Washington fanning himself with his wig. Yes, sir, Valentine's Day certainly is great. In the evening, you see all the couples out driving in their cars, and if the cars are moving, you know they're married. But, gang, let's take a whack at the mail. At 730, the Harbor Craft Detachment says, we can't get enough of Benny Goodman. Boy, we'll fix that, but quick. Hello to Basher 19, Corporal Evans, and the CBI mob, Captain McWinnie and Bob Holloway on a U.S. destroyer, Sarge West and the bomb handlers 5 at 783. Thanks to you folks who write in from Switzerland. And Hardy, Floyd Lenz, and pals up there in the Aleutians. For that worldwide fan club of Benny Goodman, including the L5 gang at 937, that's Eagle Beak, Fisherman Nip, Sleepy Severt, the Joysy Kid, and Teddy Bear Moe, here's Daddy Goodman's sensational quartet on Rachel's Dream, Contact Benny.
Yep, sir.
Great, Benny, and more from Brother Goodman before we lock up. At 6:04, Warrant Officer Johnny Morowitz writes, keep on giving us the familiar sounds of home. They're wonderful. They paint the blues a bright gold. Thanks, Johnny. And here's a note from the Mojave Kid somewhere in England. Dear Command, I'd sure like to hear a good old oil well pumping. That spells home for me. Sound man, one genuine California oil well pumping for the Mojave Kid. Thank you. sounds like Crosby walking upstairs. Ah, that's swell. How was that, Mojave? Next week, the sound of me siphoning gas from a Jeep. But, man... I have the siphon for it, too, and over there. But, man, here's one of the reasons we all go for Command Performance. A letter from the battling Baker Battery in Italy. Dear Command, we've hooked up the radio with the telephone lines to the gun sections so the whole battery can listen. Last night, we even hooked up Command in the middle of a fire session. We were shooting with you at our side. Can you imagine that with a program going on? How about that? They're probably shooting the eggs we laid, huh, fellas? Well, sharing our thrill to have an audience like that, here's Dennis Day and one of our top tunes at home, My Heart Tells Me. Dennis, boy, come on, boy.
Sometimes I feel so very certain that you care. And there are times I feel we don't belong. The more I fall for you, the more I must beware. So how am I to know if I am right or wrong? For my heart tells me this is just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying? Or is this a little game you're playing?
That wrapped that up, Dennis. Well, fellas, thousands of you have been asking Command Performance for a certain brilliant and talented young dramatic actress. But we didn't want to have Joan Leslie down here until we could find a vehicle worthy of her talent. Well, tonight we found just that vehicle. Well, Ken Carpenter, you better come over and set this dramatic thing up.
Gladly, Bob. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Command Performance Playhouse is pleased to present those two stellar dramatic artists, Miss Joan Leslie and Mr. Robert Holt. In a tense drama... playing in a tense drama of New York life entitled she slapped his face under the elevated because he only had a one-track mind. The scene, Central Park. It's spring. A young fellow is standing in the park waiting for his girl.
Gee, where can that tough dame be? I'm always waiting. She's always got a perfect argument. But she ain't going to bulldoze me no more. Once and for all, I'm going to learn to tell time. Oh, there she is over there. Hello, Moidle. Sorry I'm late, Holly G.
Well, what happened this time? Why are you late?
Oh, what a mob in the subway. I was standing next to a fat lady and she sighed. And before I could do anything, I was out of 14th Street.
It's swell here in the park. Just listen to the birds.
Birds? What's birds? Oh, boys! Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got your new suit on, haven't you, Hoyman?
Yeah, got the whole outfit of Happy Sam. Shoes, socks, suit, top coat, hat and gloves, and pup tent.
Pup tent?
Yeah, in case it rains.
Come on, let's go over here and sit on our favorite bench. Oh, gosh, there's some man sitting there now.
Oh, yeah? A guy on a bench? I'll fix that. Hey, you. Well, don't stand there. Help me up.
Gee, spring is great, ain't it?
Yeah.
Especially here in the park.
Yeah, look at them phony little flowers pushing their noggins through the dirt.
Romantic this time of year, Hoyman. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, my pa's pretty happy. Did I tell you her and Pa are going to make up again?
They are?
Yeah, Pa waved to her this morning from the lineup.
Oh.
In case it rains.
You know, your mom and Pop's a nice couple.
Yeah, your folks is nice too, Moidle. That's a nice apartment you live in. It must be fun watching the elevator trains go by.
Yeah, but it was kind of tough about Aunt Minnie.
Yeah, too bad she didn't pull her head in time. Hey, you got running water in your papa now?
Yeah, even when we turn it off. Oh, did I tell you, Hoyman? I've been helping my mother with the spring cleaning. Today we rolled up the living room rug.
You did?
Yeah. You know, my Uncle Louie didn't take no trip.
Hey, them relations are a pain in the neck, ain't they?
Yeah. You know, Hoyman, I always thought that your kid brother was a little funny looking.
Yeah, he is a little funny looking.
I saw him the other day, and he was wearing a different hat on each head.
Yeah, you should talk. Has your uncle still got that apple tree growing out of his head?
You know, Hoyman, I
would... With the pears growing on it. In case it rains. Go ahead.
You know, Hoyman...
Never get over that.
Say, Hoyman, I was thinking, I wish you'd get some other kind of job instead of in that gas station. You're always so greasy.
Lloyd, I'm not so greasy.
You're not, huh? Huh. You ain't been able to hug me once in the last 6 months without me slipping through. Why do you like working in that filling station?
Well, you save so much money on hair oil.
Say, Hoyman, do any of the girls in that the drive into that gas station make passes at you?
Oh, it's about even. Hey.
Hey, did I tell you I had a little trouble there this morning?
You did, Hoyman? What happened?
Some guy drives up, see, so I spray that stuff in the windshield and I start wiping, see?
Oh, is that what got you into trouble?
Yeah, how am I supposed to know the glass is missing? Come on, Moid, let's cut across the grass here.
All right.
Hey, you! What do you think you're doing here walking there? Get off that grass.
Oh, but sure and be gaudy, why should I get off the grass?
Ho, ho! Well, I didn't know me, boy. Sure and begorry, walk on the grass all you like. Are you from Ireland, me lad?
Sure and begorry, I'm from Ireland.
What part of Ireland are you from, me boy?
Corny Ireland.
Oh. down through the flowers, ruining the whole park. I saw you kick that baby, too.
Officer, don't you talk to him like that. He's my feller.
Oh, your feller, huh? Well, sure, and why isn't he making love to you?
Officer Clancy, what are you dilly-dallying around here?
Oh, it's getting thick in here now.
Look, Sergeant, this young couple is sitting here and they're not making love.
Oh, that's a terrible shame. Now listen to me, young fella.
Yeah, well, keep your big nose out of this flat foot.
Now, Hoyman, don't say nothing to the cops.
Stand back, Moyd. I can handle these guys.
Oh, yeah? Stop pushing me like that, Hoyman, or I'll roll up me sleeve and...
And what? Well, Sergeant, don't stand there. Help me up. And fellas, another one of those big thrills on your big show, a command performance for a girl that thousands of you at APO and FPO numbers all over planet Earth really go for, Deanna Durbin.
Hello, fellas. Hello, Bob.
Say, Deanna, in your next picture, how about a big part for me, huh?
Well, if you can handle a part, yes. You see, we may do a picture about a dashing toreador.
Well, I'm dashing.
There's an exciting bullfight scene.
Yeah?
The toreador stands with drawn sword.
Yeah?
The bull dashes out.
Yeah, yeah.
No. No, I don't think the part is for you.
Why not, Deanna?
Well, Bob, I'd hate to see you with a ring in your nose.
Didn't read that way at rehearsal. Did Crosby have something to do with the script?
Now, Deanna, here's the latest mail. After that crack, you're on your own.
Thanks, Bob. I was only kidding. Love to Milt Roberts and the 12th Marines, Freeman Hepburn and the engineers at 640, Smitty and Base Hospital Number 8 at 128, PFC Holder and the Smoke Eaters at 948, and to all of you who've written me those wonderful letters. Fellas, I just can't tell you what a privilege it is to answer them. But anyway, here's the answer you seem to want.
Yeah.
touch. Thank you, Deanna Durbin. And for Ed Grace and the Hut 10 crowd at 726, Don Root and Hut 11 at 980, Irene Butler in Brisbane, cheer up, Irene. For Mac Turner, Beaner and Moe at 33, for Scotty Burby, Jake, Scully, and Stud, the wireless boys of the RCAF and the North Atlantic, the Flying Deuces, the Marine Corps at Navy 338, Weatherman Sims at 922, and LST 311. That's Buffalo Benny Baumgardner, Lucky Thomas, Don 2 Mercado, Killer Keller, and Stinky Inky Enquist. Here's Benny Goodman and the band who stand high on command. Say, Benny, what do you feel right through here?
Well, the boys and myself cooked up a little thing called I Found a New Baby.
Oh, that's great. You know, Benny, I've always thought that your band was one of the best in the country. Of course, Artie Shaw is my favorite.
Well, that's okay, Mr. Skelton. We'll play it anyway.
Yeah. That was almost adequate. Now we, Thank you, Benny. It was really wonderful. Well, gang, old daddy time is bartender on command performance, and he's saying, drink up, mister. It's closing time. This is Bob Hope thanking you for each minute that you put in with us and for every minute that you put in for Uncle Sam. Check you later, gang, and so long from home.
Ken Carpenter making the last round on the international beat and noting that command performance is produced for the men and women of the armed forces of the United Nations by the Armed Forces Radio Service.